books. One called My Little Prayer Book, and another called Let Love Guide Your Heart, Let God Lead the Way. You read this? No. Have you read one like it? No. Do you pray? Okay. One out of three. And that's the most important one. God can write all the things he wants in the Bible. He can inspire us to write books on prayer. He can inspire the writers of the New Testament and the Old Testament that wrote the Bible. And I hear so many times about people saying that men wrote the Bible. Well, that is true. They wrote what God told them. Now, is there anything in there that maybe they used their own interpretation of? Certainly there is. Yeah, there could be. And there probably is. But while these books are important to read, a book like this is even more important. And you can see there's a bunch of blank pages on this one. This is a journal. And what this book is for is to relate and write down what we get out of this book. Books are great, but they're only good if we do something with them. So if you open this, or if I open this book up and I ask you to read, what's on that page, what would you read? There's nothing on there to read, Connor.
I said there's something on
there. Oh, you would read something there. Well, what this kind of says is maybe nothing happened. And we know it did. So let me encourage you. There's three of these out there, I think, that have been laying out there for a few months. Take one home. Write something down in it that God's showing you. Start early. And then you'll be doing it when you're Phil's age. Okay? Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful that you give us books, that you give us authors. You give us understanding. But until we take it from one book and put it in another book as application, it has no merit. So, Father, we ask that you help us take your word and make it our word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.